It is now time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, brought to you with the kind compliments of NTI. And we say good evening to the host, Mr. Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy. He says he wants
good evening,
to...
Good evening, good evening.
Hey, Sluggy.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, brother Sluggy. How are you doing, man? You good?
Can we get some Animal Kingdom, please?
Sure. Sluggy says he wants to start immediately with Animal Kingdom from Quan.
Some other species, so they couldn't restrict me. They say human being is the smartest thing on the earth, but yet when the COVID hit, it's human that had it the worst. Hear them, no gathering, social distancing, try and wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart. But see them birds up in the nest, never had a COVID test. The sheep grazing in the greens, never see a quarantine, Lord. And don't talk about monkey. Monkey take over the country. Out at night or kinda hours, like if they name Mr. Agriculture. If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Or the well man think that he is king, but animals running things and living happy, like a bee, like a bee, like a bee,
sing in the country.
Like a bee. Boy, I shoulda be a frog or a dog or a hog in a bog rolling in my feces. Gas price won't bother me. They say that an animal ain't really got too much worth, but if you think about it, it's them who got all the perks. Check this,
these are the facts. Them don't pay no VAT, nor shed a tax, just like a diplomat.
Well look, straight out never pay mortgage, yet eating out your garbage. The blackbird in your fig tree, you could bet he get them free. And them big rats in the city, them living high and mighty. And when they start feeling hungry, them does go and line up down at Purity. What?
If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Or the well man think that he is king, but animals running things and living happy,
like a bee, like a bee, like a bee,
sing in the country.
Like a bee. Boy, I could be a quail or a whale or a fish with a tail swimming in the ocean. I won't have water problems. They don't have the headache about being husband or wife, just do as them please. Yes, them truly live the sweet life. Hear this,
no child support, can't get reports, never get deport, and not a day in court.
Look, as blind as you see them bats, never file for income tax. Rabbit them producing still, never take Viagra pill. And these yard fowls among we, during COVID them was busy, up every day bright and early, keep enough noise to defend Miss Mosley.
If reincarnation is a thing, don't make me human again. I wanna be free. Or the well man think that he is king, but animals running things and living happy,
like a bee, like a bee, like a bee.
hearing me like I be.
Music from the winner, your 2022 Pickety Crop Monarch, Mr. Quan. Good evening to you, Sluggy Ranks.
Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, VOB 92.9 FM. This is Uncle Sluggy, 434-1790. All we know how the landlines is get all these, so we can put it out there in the early. So you know at your phone, you WhatsApp one go crazy. Normally WhatsApp one go crazy. We let them know the number to call. It's not all of y'all, Sluggy. It is 434-1790. Call, make your calls now. Congratulations to Quan, the youngest king ever, creating history, the new Calypso monarch for 2022. Ollie, this is a young black man from Barbados doing positive things in the papers, in the headlines for something positive Barbados, and this is what I absolutely love to see. I don't want us to congrats and surprise, we have Quan for a very short while here for this evening. Quan, young man, Uncle Sluggy's extremely proud of you. Go again, come again, cut the teal again, and I love your confidence, I love your brashness, I love how you step on stage, and especially the line where you say like a lion on the stage. That is what Ollie and I live for here, young men. Speak like that, but positive things, you know, like I hear now, this is my time, and I'm a lion on the stage, not a little boy. Quan, congratulations, bro. Magnificent job. How are you feeling now? You know, it's hours after, you still feel like you felt 5 minutes after you heard. How you feeling now, bro? And welcome to the show.
Good evening, VOB. Good evening, Sluggy. A little hoarse now. So yes. I guess you could tell how you're feeling. I'm having a grand time, man. I'm having a grand time, you know, soaking it all up to see the hard work, you know, pay off. No, it feels tremendous, man. Obviously, this is my passion. This is what I love to do. And, you know, going on stage, and as you say, you know, the lion line, everybody like the lion.
Yeah,
I felt great on stage, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I can tell how wonderful you felt on stage. Before we get to the crown, right, Ollie? This young man was training for years and didn't even make it past preliminary. How much crazy it was, Quan? Six or seven?
Six, yeah, about 6 years before I got to the final stage, man, or even to the semis.
Right. Ollie, this young man tried for 6 years before he even made it out of preliminaries for the junior minor. Ollie, this is where this young man come from, bro.
Well, he's definitely making a mark though, Sluggy.
Listen, man, perseverance seldom fails, brother.
Of course.
Perseverance seldom fails. Like Quan, and they want your honest answer now, bro. When for those years you was trying and wasn't making it, what kept you coming back, bro?
The passion and the love for being on stage, like from a little man, just enjoyed being on stage. You know, this is me. So this is not, you know, a person. 1 minute you see Quan the performer, and then another minute he's a different person. This is what I enjoy doing. I am a performer. I love being on stage. So for me, you know, that crave to be on stage is what kept me going. Every single year, just coming back, just pushing, man.
Lul, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Oh, we have a call already. I know, sorry, Ollie. I just saw the message.
No problem.
Sorry, caller. If you'll be, you know, when don't blame Quan, you could blame me. It's like that. You get your all back. So you won't blame me. Everyone love me. I want to love Quan even more. So, you know, you're in a fight. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Ignore Sluggy. Ignore Ollie. We have the king.
Hello,
we
have first the of all. Hello, Sluggy. First of all.
Go ahead.
May God continue to bless Quan and each and every one clip showing that final was immaculate this day. Not last night, got finished this morning. And Quan, continue to create this shadow in this animal kingdom. You have expressed and communicated clip showing such a state and form that the whole world could understand. For clip showing the music, how we have used it to communicate to the whole universe with nature and everything. And Quan, you haven't done a good job. You are immaculate savant, incomparable. To be honest,
that means the world to me, man. I appreciate that.
Lucky, don't tell Quan look back. Tell Quan keep going forward. He works for Harrison College and everything. I tell him, look, I see light. He is the light.
Yes, please. Yes, please. I will.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, yeah. Man. Thank you so much.
My buddy, oh, so gone.
All right, bro.
Respect.
We got another call. Good evening.
Oh, hello, gosh. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Ignore hello. Sluggy and Ollie. We have the king here today.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Good evening to Sluggy. Even though Sluggy wants to ignore you, I cannot ignore you, brother. And good evening to the king, the well-deserved king, the champion.
It sounds like Wesley, is it?
Of course, the monarch.
good evening, Wesley.
How are you doing?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I want to say this to you. Sluggy know how his role, right? The Sluggy that just asked for Wesley.
No, that's Quan that asked you that. I listened to you a lot.
I can be very honest with you. Right. Your mentor is like you know how it is wrong, right? Mm-hmm. I would say this to you.
Ian and Shane Jones, but Ian and Shane Jones and Ian is his mentor, not Sluggy. It's just correct. Uncle Sluggy. It's just that uncle that every child belongs to me. Yeah, so Quan know that every child
is true. It is true, Sluggy is man.
Straight. Ian Webster. All credit. Listen to me. All credit to that man and not Ian from a child. All credit to Ian as a mentor, and he's one of the goats. As young as he is, he's one of the goats. So big up Ian Webster and Shane Jones. Nothing but love.
Let me say this to you, Sluggy. Right? When I say you're a mentor, I know how you feel about your young people. I know you mean, Wesley.
Right. Get what you mean.
So, when I say you're a mentor, I think. I ain't get to the Wall Street Boys.
We follow you.
I ain't get to the Wall Street Boys yet, right? The Wall Street Boys, Shane and Ian, they know how I feel about them. They know how I feel about
yes.
Work. And let me still say, it was a joy. I mean, an absolute joy this morning, as the other caller said. Then
facts. How you feel good now, Wesley? A real good feeling now.
Of course, when they announced that first runner-up, Webster went over and hugged Quan. I thought, listen, he hugged you, did him, enjoyed himself on stage, right? Before Quan's name was called. And that made me feel good. I said, good. Let these two battle warriors that just take a jab at the one another, how they could embrace. And I think that's what the art form is all about, right? I want to see this young man, Quan. I could see a future for you in this art form, Calypso, which I love very much. I can't sing a note. I cannot play a musical instrument. But I can tell you this. I believe that I have this art form at heart, right? I truly believe that. And I want to say to you, young man, Bike and Gabby and Eileen and those fellas, I would not want to see in the departure lounge, right? But when I see you, when I see the little girl, Tia, I know who I happened to meet last night, Tia. Party nice again. I want to see
yes.
this. Right? I met you last night. I want to see this, man.
Somebody's got some background stuff going on.
Not me for sure. The farm is in good hands. I want to say this.
That's what Reggie. That's what does. That's what site. That's site. Site. When you're speaking, just mute. And when you're speaking, on mute. That's case. So you just came in and probably didn't realize because you just came in and excuse our manners. Case. So former king, former monarch. Thanks for coming in this evening. And thanks for always supporting everything I do, especially when they're trying to big up the youth. Case. So good evening. So that was my bad. All you didn't alert everyone that he entered the chat. Big up kids. So go ahead, Wesley. All you guys, we got two more callers on the line. Thank you, Barbados. We love it. Send all the calls. Send all the love to Quan. Send all the love. You want see all the love. Go ahead, Wesley. Sorry, buddy.
Even kids said last night, me and he had a conversation, and Sight the back in Quan all the way, and I like to be honest with these things. I did not have Quan. I had Yard. I had Webster, and I had Laughlin. And that's the truth. But when I honestly see and experience what Quan did, he was unstoppable. He deserved to win, right?
Yeah, after the performance, it wasn't a doubt, Wesley.
It was not a doubt.
I deal with you, man. And that's being real, and that's show the greatness of this young man to know that art coming here. We expect Classic to do good. We expect Oyeb to do good. We expect Classic to be great. We expect John Yard to be great because outside the Calypso, John Yard is pure greatness. We expected that. We know this was Quan's first time. So he said, all right, let me see what he can come. After the performance, he tell me, his statement after his performance for me visually was, listen, I ain't come here to play tonight. Beat me. And I love it. I love it, man. He deserve it.
Nobody leave that event unhappy. That's a good sign. I think that the young man deserves to win, and I'm looking forward to see many years of artistry and music and all the good things that Calypso bring out in people. I'm looking to see this young man to deliver for me. Young man, enjoy your reign. And
thank you so much, Wesley.
Against some big ones, and you was victorious.
Yes.
keep your head.
Thank
up.
You, man. That means
wear your crown. Wear your crown with pride. You deserve it.
With pride, of course.
Good man. Out.
Good.
Yes, thanks, Wesley, man. Pure love, my brother. Pure love. You know that. Pure love. So, Quan, quick, we have two calls before we take the two calls. Quickly, after your performance, bro, and the reception from the crowd. Results ain't call it yet, but you done. You can't do nothing else. All you could do is sit down and listen to the rest. Explain that part of the process for Uncle Sluggy and Ollie. Because that part, we don't know that feeling. If you finished perform, you did what you could have. I know you just waiting. I want to know your mental state there and what was going through your mind at the time.
Yeah, well, I could tell before I performed, for sure the nerves were serious. I remember just sitting down. I always tried to get in my own zone before going on stage. And there were nerves, but I just tried to calm myself and just go on stage. I knew that I had a big task at hand. Obviously, the song is pretty popular and it was just about going on stage and executing.
Execution.
So once that was done, I can't tell you how relieved I was. I remember sitting, I pulled a chair and I sat in the middle of the field over by the big screen, and I just watched the rest of the show. I just watched the rest of the show, and you know, I really was at ease because it wasn't a sense of, yeah, I know I win this thing. It was like, I did my best, and it's really all up to the judges now. I really don't care what
happens. That's your mindset.
As long as I did my best, I am very, very, very happy.
Sluggy, I must interrupt you one quick minute. We have your guy, Mr. Carl Alf Padmore, on the line. Good evening, sir.
That great talking book, man. Let the big dogs call in. Good evening. Good evening, man. All the big dogs. Yes. Good evening to you, Alf.
Quan.
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen to me good.
Listen, sir.
It's the principal speaking. And listen well, continue to strive to be the Calypsonian and not just the Calypso singer. I shall repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to strive to be the Calypsonian and not just the Calypso singer. You see, Calypsonian deals with maintaining that character, interpreting the lyrics and delivering because you are representing the masses. The Calypsonian.
Yes.
As a story, it does represent the masses, and sometimes people deviate from that. What you did last night demonstrated a clear understanding of lyric, because lyric without the lyrics without the music is a poem. So what you have taken the poetry part of it and you internalize it. So as I saw you perform, it was coming through your pores. That is when you know somebody. It's not only singing, their work.
Conviction, man. That conviction, bro.
That
conviction.
That is what pushed you over the edge.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They want you to remain that. This, you got to understand, too, you have come from a part of society that you are now an ambassador for them, boss man. Carry it with pride. because you are a special breed. When you can go up against the whole country, because everybody can enter the competition, but not anybody reaches the finals, and then not everybody reaches
fact.
The top four,
that
and then not
fact.
Everybody comes number one. Boss,
that a fact.
I am proud of you.
Against everybody, but anybody can enter is a fact.
Anybody can enter.
Alpha, thank you so much. I thank you so much. Obviously, I would have, you know, seen you being the MC and Junior Monarch, and obviously lending your support to the juniors, and it means that your words mean the world to me. Hearing that, man, I really, really appreciate it.
And no problem. And Sluggy.
Yes, please.
I want to say something to you too. Mm-hmm. Understand what you are doing with this forum. This forum is taking people back to the root. Of what culture. I want you to understand this too, because you might have an idea what you've done, but I want you to understand the far-reaching thing.
Yes, please.
This platform is keeping the roots of who we are together. Let us understand that. And we need more programs like this where sometimes you have any spoken word, you have those who are doing the hip-hop in this, because these are
nice.
All genres. These are genres that come out of the belly of the community. So even when people look at the whole Bashment thing, and they don't want to spend long on that, let's understand Bashment, first of all, is a beat. It's just a beat. So you could do gospel over that beat. You could do whatever over the beat. And that beat came out of the belly of the people. So Calypso is out of the belly, and what you're doing, Stuggy, reflects the people. So when you come there on this program, you are speaking to us, and we're speaking back to you, because we all have something to say. I want you to continue good work, fellas. Good night. God bless.
Respect, my brother. Respect, my brother.
Thank you so much,
Barbados. Respect, Alf. And it's good to hear the words, Barbados. But let me just say it. Let me just tell Quan this. Young people like him, because all he care about, and he made an apologies for this. All he's hear me say this, so he turns don't let me say. But all he care about, only thing he care about is the young people and pushing the young people. And persons like yourself, Quan, that doing positive things, is make my job easy. Because I'm going to come and defend gun violence. I'm going to come and defend the stabbing. You know what I mean? You understand me, Ollie? I'm going to come and defend bad behavior. I could come and big up some boy that's 21 years old that doing this, saying that people is die dreaming of, brother. People is live and die trying to achieve what you achieve at 21 years old. God rest all of their souls. You understand? So personally, you've met my job. Real easy, man. All we got more calls. Give some more love.
We do. Good evening. Welcome to Voice of Barbados. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hello, good night.
Good night. Good night. We have the King Quan here. Good night, ma'am. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just calling to tell Quan I am so proud of him. I taught.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And I told Ollie. I don't know if Ollie remember my conversation with him, but I told Ollie. Quan is going
to forget name.
I know he can bring that home, because from the time I heard Animal Kingdom, I told anybody he is going to win, but I just don't know who's going to come second. So I had that great confidence in him. And when he sang that last verse, I said he brought that home. And when I heard he won, I jumped out of the bay. So I feel so happy, as if I know him. I didn't even know who Quan was to this year. That's the truth. And it felt so good to know as a young man that you can accomplish something so great. You just don't know how good I feel when I see a young man do something positive. It makes me feel
Lord, good. Man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you can bring tears to the ice, man. You can bring tears to the ice.
Barbados, Kwama, Barbados, ma'am, thank you so much. Where are you calling from? Which parish are you calling from? May I ask?
The best parish, St. Michael, down Lower Lane, Bay Street, St. Michael.
Bay Street, bigger everyone on Bay Street, locked on, bigger all you family. Ma'am, thank you so much. We appreciate that call, man. It met all we figured. Got all smiling more. Another call, Ollie, quick before you talk to Quan.
Not just as yet. I'm sure the phone will ring some more, but I'm sure you want to talk to Quan some more also.
Good, Ollie. See, though, that way, that's where you're doing your job, and I don't mind. It's great at what you do. big up Ollie, keeping things together.
What we can do, Sluggy, we just want to remind the numbers 4341790. 4341790. We know you want to talk to Quan. Give us a call.
Yes, good. No, Kid Sight. Bring in the Grandmaster, Senior, Mr. David Pigott. You know, Kid Sight, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, yes, I can hear you, no, brother. All respects to you. Good evening. You know, we will talk after, but I just want to give you the floor to say what you have to say about the competition, and then give Kwan your remarks personally. So the floor is yours, no, my brother.
Yeah, congrats to Kwan. I was on commentary at the Starcom, the OB, last night. I had Kwan as my winner. After he did that performance, it was very hard to come and surpass that. It was very excellent. It was a good, he had good phrasing. The phrasing was spot on. His rendition was great. Everything. He covered all the areas and the points, and he became the man to beat after that performance. And it's also a night in which a lot of the youngsters excelled too, don't they? Exclude the other youngsters. All the other youngsters were quite impressive. In fact, they were quite impressive in rendition. I that's one thing I noticed. There was they were even stronger than some of the veterans. So you got to give up the other youngsters and the competition, like Diane and Renan and Terry and the Sammy G. You know, they were quite impressive last night. I was quite impressed with the youngsters, and then the other newcomers like Imara and John Yard, two newcomers. That all of them were. It was a magnificent show. It was a tremendous effort by the youngsters, topped by the magnificent performance of Kwan. And congrats to him. And let's go on next year. Next year I'll be coming back, so we can see we can tussle next year.
I'm looking forward to that, kids. So thank you so much for your words. And obviously, as you said, the amount of youngsters, you know, who obviously would have come through that junior monitor program, and I can't stop, you know, praising the NCF at all for that, their developmental program, and you know, honing the skills of the youngsters, because they're so talented, and there's so many more out there who in years to come, you know, will have a similar fate to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, Luggy, so that's my take on the thing. Congrats to Kwan. He was a magnificent champion last night. He showed he's a champion last night. I like that fight, that spirit. You know, I like to see a champion. So that had me excited. The competition had me very excited last night. So it was a great show.
Yes, brilliant. And kids is quite refreshing. Besides Calypso, you know, hearing the young man speak and represent himself is quite a refreshing thing. You know, when you could represent yourself and met your team pro, because I'm sure, and I will let Kwan speak to that before we let him go, and I'm gonna keep it too long. I want Kwan go and drink his champagne and his wine and relax and soak this in and smell all your flowers. No. But sight is quite refreshing to hear the young man speak and represent himself. And this is something that I heard you speak about on this same very show about going beyond just being a singer on stage, you know, understanding the business, understanding how to speak, even going as far as taxes and so on. So when you hear a young man so intelligent, why those things are important to a person that you say, before we let Kwan shout out his crew and go ahead. I just want you to speak on why something like that is important, because I get that from you on this same show, Beat the Rhythm and Ring.
The Calypsonian is a multifaceted character. He involves three categories. He's a storyteller, and that's what Swan did last night. He told a story. He's a social commentator. He commented last night, and a historian. So three categories
for the listeners. Yeah. For listeners, again, say,
social commentator and historian. And that's what Alf was alluding to, also to be telling Kwan to be the Calypsonian.
Oh, nice.
So Alf was education. Alf was on point when he said that.
Nice man. You see why we love this show, Ollie? Because we're getting knowledge as well. So biggest thing for that.
If I may, Kwan, before you leave, I must say, Kwan, the phone is going crazy. I've got people calling me. Yeah. Michelle,
let me take another call before. Sure.
I am here. So we're taking the calls, man.
Good evening.
You got to go to 7:30 a little after, Kwan?
That's all fine with me, man. We get to go.
Oh my, Ollie, that we'll be talking about Ollie.
The phone is hot, guys. The people are calling in. There's a Michelle from Tweedside Road says she doesn't want to go on air, but she said she was in tears, Kwan, when she heard that you won. She says she's never met you. She has no idea who you are, but she loves you. So there you go. We also have another caller.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Quan. Daquan Aline, you must call his name. I wasn't going to talk to Sluggy tonight because Sluggy is my boy and Sluggy got it down pat. So I just want to talk to Quan, right?
That's what you're talking
about. What Sluggy said just now about you being able to represent yourself is something that has me even more proud of you. You have the ability to speak when you are interviewed, as opposed to biting for your words and not knowing what to say. But why I called really is just to tell you, Daquan, I am very proud of you as a mother of young people myself.
Thank you so much.
I do not like Calypso, I must admit that. Bam, put up my hand quick. Yeah. However, I follow artists that I find can go far. I follow you, and I follow Renan, I think his name is?
Yes.
Good. I remember when you brought out the song about your story. I cannot remember the name of the song.
Why I Sing.
My love for you started from that year. It started for you because of your mother. The fact that you and your mother say that she is your rock, she's your supporter, she's been there for you all the time that you had your disappointments, but your mother is the person that was there for you. And I am very proud to see that you have persevered and you have come now 3 times back to back to back to be a king. All tributes to you with your great singing. All tributes to those who write the songs. As I said, I don't know them.
Of course.
Don't like no Calypso. But I am especially proud of you. And I am really happy that your mother sticks by you as a young male, Sluggy.
Yes.
As a young male, his mother sticks by him. Not that nobody else don't get me wrong. But as I said, I followed the story from 3 years, well, 3 sessions ago. And the fact that your mother is there for you, Quan, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. It means the world.
I don't like Calypso, as I said, but I hire you to win.
Good.
The only two people I didn't want to win that crown last night was Quan or Renan.
Yeah, but I had Quan on John Yard. If I must be completely honest, I had Quan and John Yard in Tulsa. Quan and Renan.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I always say, Quan, no matter how good your song is, because as you said, I watched you in an interview, you say the hook line, you found that a lot of people catch on to the hook line. I am one of those people that catch on to the hook line, like a bee.
Yes. Yes, they hire. They got you.
You understand?
Yeah,
but
like a bee, got you.
Of the night, line and sinker is what makes the difference. The performance on the night, and you were
how you met everything connect. Cause it's everybody, right? Like, is a yes. You must pay attention to your categories, yes. But it's a game, and you're going to know the game. So, you could got the most topical song that me you're going to win. Is how you connect everything. If Quan sing about B, how he made me believe what he's singing, and
exactly
how he convinced me that what he's singing, he really believe in it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Even if he didn't, he had me fooled that this song and these words, he honestly believed in it, especially when he trillicks in Colin Spencer. And you know, Colin Spencer obviously was a politician. He ran for politics already. That's public knowledge. Mm-hmm. He got beaten, but now he's singing to me and Molly. And then Quan, you know, Quan said, what he said in the line, you know, he may believe you, this youngster hitting. You understand me? Like, you, this little man.
It was really good for you. I am so sorry that I did
impression
not even.
God, if it being real, I love it, man. I love it. So I appreciate you call.
I am sorry they even subscribed to it to get to see it. Quan, I can't wait to see this performance. Somewhere, somehow, I got to get to see this performance. I am very proud
of
you.
I'm sure it'll be on YouTube pretty soon.
YouTube is the everything now. So exactly. Once again, I am very, very proud of you. As everybody has said, keep your head up, keep your head on, and go. go forward, Kwan. All tributes
of
to
course.
Your mother.
Thank you.
Your
I will not disappoint.
That I said, I am very proud of her son. Like, he is my own son.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
She's listening, of course. So she will take in your words for sure. Thank you so much.
Love it, Ollie, man. Love it, Ollie, man. Barbados, that is why we are number one. You know what I mean? That's why we are number one. You know, we have calls. And we have, is this Doyen in the chat? I saw Doyen come in the chat. Four calls on the line. Whoa. Doyen, is this Doyen in the chat?
Yes.
No. No, listen. Congratulations on a great job. You heard before you came on, and I can tell you the truth. Kid Say did not know you was coming on the show. You can ask him. He didn't know. And you heard he's talk about the great job you all did, especially young people as first timers. And he did not know you was coming on the show because nobody know you were coming. You understand? So when you hear them honest comments like that from our legends, you know, an absolute legend, four-time monarch, knowing the job you did, how satisfying is that, man? And how does that encourage you to come back again, knowing you're hearing words like that from your peers?
To be honest, it's a great feeling. I'm especially proud of all five of the juniors that made it to the finals. This is the first year that I've seen the youth be able to be on so many platforms. And that alone for me was something that I will never, ever forget. It was a great feeling. Seeing Kwan take that crown, I said to everybody, I don't care which of us get this from. Once is a past junior, once is from House of Soca. Once the person from House of Soca, I didn't care. So seeing him, when I heard House of Soca, I knew it was him in my heart. I knew it was so emotional. Like, I was
starting
in tears.
The with a king.
It was just a real great feeling, man.
And listen, right, Doyen, on a real, right? And if you're being real here, we all know what being in a tent and having the crown is mean for your tent too. If we being completely honest, you know what I mean? That is the bragging rights until next year finals, until the finals end and the judges' results come out. Until that time, the tent got the bragging rights. You understand? So explain that proudness, man, that pride you can take going forward next year, knowing that we got it. Because you see that what we speak about, we got it. That is a different feeling, you know.
The crown is in the house. The crown is in the house.
Inside. The crown inside.
There's no better feeling than that. There's no better feeling.
The crown inside. But listen, you did a great job for real, though. And you just kids like that saying that, you know what I mean? Other people are saying that as well. Like, they're real proud of the job you all do, you and Terry. You know, Sammy G, Renan, you know, like, you all honestly did a good job. And Kwan spoke about how good I made you feel because singing and doing good and your friends and your peers, especially around your age, getting licks and they're doing good. You know, you're going to feel like, child boy. But you just want to prolong everybody with you. Kwan, that feeling to know, well, you, I do good, but all of my people do good too. Explain how that motivated you, bro. Cause you know how that CBA got army that everyone, your army strong the same way. That's a different vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I came up with Renan in Junior Monarch, and I obviously know Doyen from House of Soca, and Terry, me and Terry are very, very tight. You know, so it's always a strong support. It's always a strong link. We always motivate each other. Me and Terry, you know, talking all the time and guiding each other and helping each other. So I'm for sure very, very proud of Terry, especially. I remember Terry, she wrote a couple of songs for me when I was a junior, and she would have trained me. And to see, you know, that we are really at this stage where we are, you know, reaching the peak of our talent and being on stage. And it feels absolutely amazing to just see all the juniors just, you know, it really is the future. For Calypso, and as people often say, it really, really is in good hands.
Yeah, no facts, and it's so good that you're cognizant of a certain things that we mentioned about Terry working for you and training you. You know what I mean? Like, that's a humbling thing. That's a humbling thing to mention and be proud of. If you get me, Doyen, that is a humbling thing to be proud of. Say, listen, this person here that was competing with me at a stage in my life, at a point in my career, it wasn't really need to be in this body. Is the person that helped me, you know what I mean? Like, that's a humbling thing and a good characteristic
to God. We got four calls. Oli, let me take a call, man. If people want Quan, the bigging up Doyen for doing a good job with her, Love of Fear. I want to hear a piece of Quan's song from that he won me to do in the Monarch 2. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. This is Uncle Slug. We have the King Kid site, but we have the reigning monarch for 2022, Quan, and finalist Doyen. Thanks for calling Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening to your entire panel, and a special good evening and congratulations to Wong Quan. Now,
yes.
Quan, you are really special.
Good evening, Ikato. Ikato, we got you.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. We got the King Quan here and finalist Doyen and, you know, four-time Monarch Kid Site on our panel this evening. Thanks for calling Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, bro. Let's go.
Yes, Sluggy. I watched Quan in the days of his Junior Calypso competition. And if... Like, I took a verse from Grain of Sound. He sting him up A, he sting him up B, he sting up everybody. But in the end, he started, in the beginning, he started as a beef. He was stinging. But by the end, he was a roaring lion. He ate them all up. Well done, Quan. Excellent job. I had you.
Yeah, man. Love it. He started as a beef, ended as a lion. I love
as
it.
A lion. Wow.
Lion.
Yes, of course.
He roared. He roared and he ate them all up, man. He was stinging them in the beginning and he ate them up in the end. And I tell you, that was a fantastic job. On Friday, I told Brown that you were going to win this competition. And you did not let me down. Congrats. Keep it up. I had to miss junior finals this year because of illness. And I was unable to make it to the finals last night because of the same illness. But I managed to hear your performance. From the time Kid Sight made his comment, I said, I know I got my winner. Men's Kid Sight finished comment, I say, I know I have my winner. Because that was a king talking about a king. Congrats, Quan. Keep it up.
Thank you, boss. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, my Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. All of you have more calls. Let's take the call. Let's show the love. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We have Doyen, finalist for 2022. First time. Entering first time finalist as well. Congratulations to her. And we have the King Kid Sight, four-time monarch, absolute legend in the game. But the reigning monarch for 2022, Quan, is here. Thanks for calling Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Let's go. Good evening. Let's go.
Hi, good evening, one and all. Congratulations to Quan.
Yes,
you know,
he's here.
Quan, I recall years ago there was a guy called an aspiring calypsonian called Burn Cain, and we used to have quite a laugh
yes.
at Burn Cain.
My dad, of course, my father, yes.
Right. I'm so pleased. I'm so proud. You know, I feel proud of you, but in a sense, I feel prouder of Don because I think he has passed on those genes to you, sir. And I'm so happy that Don.
Yes, of course. Cain,
has reached the zenith through you. But something I'd like to say to you, Shakon, when I look at you, you look to me, your persona, you look to me like a star. And I suggested to your dad that you probably could make it as a pop star or maybe a reggae artist. But what I would suggest you perhaps should pay a bit more attention. Have you taken dance classes?
No, I haven't done any dancing.
Well, you probably should consider that because if you can really dance, well, you wouldn't be able to reach the level of, say, myself or Michael Jackson. But if you can really, you know, compliment.
Make it yourself do.
Right. The dancing is a really special aspect of your on-stage performances. But I want to say congratulations to you. Congratulations to your dad. I'm sure your granny is over the moon, right, Mrs. Ali?
You know that. Of course. Of course.
I wish you all the best. And one last thing, Quan, I'm really pleased and impressed with the way you speak. Keep working at that as well, sir.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your words.
Thank you, my brother. So, Doyen, quickly before we take this next call, Doyen, like, I remember having a conversation with you. Actually, we did Beta Rhythm and Rhyme before the competition, before you brought the song, and then we had a conversation. But before you even finished learning the song, you'd have believed already. You understand? Like, we had lots and lots of conversations, and all during that process, you'd have believed, you know, we'll go to other things. So we'll come and tell you, yo, this body performed good, yeah? This body get free on chorus, you know what I mean? I would tell how the tanks going, how strong the songs is, and you'd tell me, you material, you really believe me, you material. What give you that conviction from so early, sis? Why you had that faith already before you even learned the song properly? Where that come from?
Well, Colin Spencer said it, the quickest road to Kensington is through the Water Street Boys. So, I mean, basically, I trusted Ian. And when they gave me the song, and they first went through the song, I knew that I was going to get to Kensington. It was just a matter of me now going out there and convincing the judges to take me there, and so said, so done.
As we're talking about our first time and straight to Kensington,
Kensington.
Yeah, I want you to take me through.
Corruption. The king is also at Soul Corruption tomorrow. Kwan is at Soul Corruption.
Yes,
Renan is at Soul Corruption.
Of course.
So it's been a great year for the juniors. I'm really proud of the youth this year. We really showed out. We showed out in 2022.
Yeah, no doubt. And Rakshan tomorrow, people, and you, of course, you're winning a car. So make sure you all get on down to Rakshan. And like Doyen says, she is on Rakshan because she was one of the 20 finalists in that as well. So it's not just the pickety crop final she was in. She's one of the top 20 for the season, Doyen. You understand that? Only top 20 for the season, voted by the people. So coming out and achieving what you achieved during the season so far, man. And I'm sure your song, Red Gal Anthem, can play up on the road for sure. Because Red Gal Anthem is one of the big tunes out there on the radio. Having this season, how much pressure that putting on you for next season, man? How you feel about next season? Because after being so successful out the gate, you know you had everything you dreamed of, but it exceeded your expectations. How are you processing and preparing for next season, man?
Well, I'm actually working on material already. You know, as soon as the season ends, it begins again for entertainers. So I'm definitely working to be bigger and better next year. I proved to myself this year that I could do it. So it's only up from here for me, honestly.
Good, man. I love it. We have another caller. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Salutes to Doyen. We got the King, Kid Sight. We're going to take your call. And I just want to get some remarks on Kid Sight. And as soon as Kid Sight finishes, Kid Sight is going to hand over to the caller. Kid Sight, your analysis on the overall competition, man, and how you feel about the Calypso art form thus far. I mean, to get too deep already, my brother, but, you know, when I have a legend like you, I need Kwan and Doyen to hear your remarks on things like this to take the culture forward. So your overall analysis on the overall competition and how you feel about Calypso going forward and what you want to see more of. Then we have no city caller. Thanks,
When I first started the commentary with Cassie yesterday, I told him and I told the Beijing public, the Beijing audience, the Beijing public loves a sensation. So they love a sensation, especially a newcomer to the sensation, and they got the sensation. So that I deliberately said that. What I noticed generally about the competition, it was like a changing of the guard. Here were youngsters stepping up with powerful renditions, angles, and topics, and overpowering veterans. That's one thing that I saw. It is very. I started to wonder where the veterans and get overthrown tonight, because I had Kwan one, I had Amara up there, and I had John Yard up there. I didn't have a veterans at all up there at all in that, because the the newcomers, the youngsters brought innovative angles and themes, and they doubled it up with powerful rendition. Now, rendition and lyrics covered 60% of the categories. You have to understand that. So when the youngsters come and delivered in those two categories, they were dominant then. So that is why I noticed about the competition. It was like a changing of the guard. And we will have to wait and see what happens next year, because my advice to youngsters is try to develop your ability to write calypso, because it can't go forward if you're going to depend on someone to write for you eventually or bring your ideas to the calypsonians. But it has to learn to develop your ability to write calypso. You've lost a lot of writers. You've lost the Don. You've lost Herring. You've lost Observer. You've lost a lot of calypso writers, you know. And the Water Street Boys masterfully filled in the gap that these guys left out. They were great.
Yeah, masterfully, man. Masterfully.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They wrote some great calypsos.
Yeah.
They wrote some great songs. They wrote some great songs. Absolutely. And delivered. And so you can look forward to see how things happen. I'm coming back in a big, big way next year. So I have a lot of
yes. bands,
a lot of different categories. We meet.
Yes.
Like, we actually got talk.
Next yes, year. I love that. And you can expect a lot of writers. I can say this you can expect to see the NCF got a pool of good writers, a pool of good arrangers, a pool of good producers, and we can have enough workshops all this year, all next year, especially for the youngsters. And big ups to them for making me a culture ambassador, especially dealing with the youth and junior monarch. So for sure, you all know that Sam, they're gonna be pushing, and that way I got to salute real quick before we take the call, Crystal Cummings-Beckles. Because Crystal Cummings-Beckles is someone that has the ability to write her own songs, sing her own songs, and arrange her own song. And that is a unique ability that no other person in the competition does. And even if you got someone that arranged their own song.
Billboard, Crystal, Flaggy.
Huh?
Billboard.
Yeah, Billboard is a wonderful arranger. Crystal is transcribe her music as well. So yeah. Crystal could sit down and write out his music. Billboard can write out his music. Billboard could arrange it and arrange every instrument.
Okay.
But Billboard is an arranger, and Billboard is a three hit to call. Billboard could sing his own song. Okay, so he could write his own song, and he could arrange his own song. And Billboard could play every instrument at a high level, because he's a bass player and an awesome piano player. So I'm glad you mentioned Billboard here, because you got to salute persons like that within the art form that do so many things on a great level. Where a person like me, Sluggy, you know, for the I'm a singer, if you go out to Ian to write a good song for me, or going to KC write a good song for me, they can sing it real good and they can beat them.
All right.
And for
I want to point out something, Sluggy.
It's a unique ability.
Billboard did a song in Junior Monarch. He wrote a song with Junior Monarch for someone, a party song. That was awesome. I can't remember how it goes now.
We in a war zone, they're shooting.
Soca section, the soca section, great song.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, he wrote both of them. You know, so that showed the brilliance of Billboard. So personally, that we can salute as well. And that's what I love, that way, big enough, and saluting Quan today. Call for Quan to come and beat greats like that, kids. Like, it's small feat, man. This ain't anything that we should speak about callously. Like, Quan, listen to me, nephew. Right? Like, hearing K-Site and myself speak about these persons that are so great in our culture, what you did is nothing small. And I hope that you really, celebrate what you've done, young man. I hope you take in and celebrate and be proud of yourself. If it was something bad, my brother, you'll be plastered all over the same way, my brother. So you see that attention and love? I want you to take this all in, because what Casey and I are here speaking about are persons that are extremely great. And you, deservedly so, and convincingly so, and K-Sight said he had the other one, and everyone you know K-Sight speak it straight. You beat those persons fair and square, bro. So he want you to take in this love. You hear me?
For sure, Sluggy. I will do that. I mean, the more I'm hearing it, the more it's really soaking in and becoming real. I didn't necessarily realize how big it was in terms of, you know, the level of history and what it really would have done. But I feel absolutely proud to be hearing these words from you guys and everyone else, for sure.
Yes, and we have extra time, so a big up VOB. But listen, K-Say, right quickly before we take the call, speak about the greatness of Young Blood and then Anderson Blood and Saint, because for me and for everybody, he's one of the greatest performers you will see on stage live. Whether he got a weak song or a strong song, you can't tell when you see Blood on stage. But speak about seeing that greatness all over the years, and you being close to them, you know, you're doing many shows with Square One and seeing Blood from Young and Quan coming and convincingly battling persons like that and overcoming it. Speak about the greatness of someone like Blood.
He's a great performer. I had him high up there last night. Tremendous performance. And Blood does a lot for young people because he has his studio. He produces a lot of young people. You got to give him kudos for that. He pushes a lot of youth. So you got to give him credit. And you know me, Sluggy, I give Jackie.
Yeah.
So I felt like it is. He gives a lot of support to young people with his studio.
Yeah, I just carry young persons to Blood, K-Say, and Blood never tell me no. And right. I mean that literally. Every person, anyone I've ever taken the Blood, he's just a Sluggy. You asking for send the body, no? You understand nothing and ask for nothing. You know what I mean? Like that is a great man.
Yeah. I want to say this thing though. It's time to carry crop over to a different level. I can tell you why.
Let's go.
A festival in which we have a lot of young people, a lot of young artists out there that are producing songs and don't have a forum. It's time that me and Sluggy sit and have a talk. We can create forums, national forums that these young people can sing at.
Quan, we got stars you want to sing all year. Quan, listen to me, kids. Say, I will watch Quan sing tonight. Kids, say, I will pay to see Quan sing tonight, brother.
Right.
That you know I don't go up here anyway. What is Sluggy right. Just walking? I will pay my money to see him outside the crop over, kids say, for sure. And I'm sure, listen, let me take this call. Cause I know Barbie disagree with me. Tell me if you all won't pay to go to a show to watch Quan perform crop over or not. Good night. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Ring.
Blessings to each everyone for this year's crop over season. Manners and
respect. Yes, please.
Sluggy.
Oliver, Manners,
Kid Sight, and
Doyen,
and Quan.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I just want to thank Quan for winning the Collector Kong last night's Stadium Cup Finals. From the time that I heard Animal Kingdom on the radio, because I didn't get a chance to see it online or on pay-per-view, but from the time that I saw this man perform since 2018, after 6 years of trying to break through the Junior Monarch competition, I told myself that this man can win the crown, the first ever Junior Calypso Monarch crown. And he did it, and he did it fiercely like a roaring lion with that song called White I Sing. The following year, can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
The following year, he sang that song called Smart, another crown winning song. I tell myself, this man named Quan, he will soon be a force to be reckoned with. I love what happened last night. That man stopped the show. From the time he signed Animal Kingdom, the whole show is done for me, man. I tell you. So Quan, you got to big up yourself, man. And I also want to big up the Wall Street Boys, who goes by the name of Shane Jones and Ian Webster, another legendary composer and Calypsonian of all time, for a good job, well done, for last night's Piccadilly Quad Finals. Knowing that they wrote and composed 5 songs in the finals.
Wow.
I think that's the biggest feat of them all. And also I have to big up my Barbados, yours too, Sluggy, our Barbados Community College music teacher, Mr. Roger Gittin. He needs to be given his flowers for all the blood.
Oh, he taught me almost everything I know. So, you know, like, Roger Gittins to me is good. He and Pernell Farley, for sure. Oh, yeah. You know, I got for them. I got Roger Gittins and Pernell Farley. They're the pinnacle of what true greatness is. So, I owe everything to Roger Gittings personally himself, and he's who also give me a lot of inspiration to do what he do. He worked with me, you know, it was very hard just from young, but despite all that, he still worked with me. He trailed me and he pushed me to make me who I am. So salute to Sir Roger Gittings for life.
Of course. So these men need to be given their flowers. Had it not been for them, I would not have graduated for associate degree in music doing voice, because I love to sing since.
Yeah, me neither. Listen, brother. I have a associate degree in voice. True, Roger Gittings.
Yeah. This sounds like Ryan. Is this Ryan?
Yes, Oliver. Hey, this Ryan. Is Ryan Dane, Warrior Foundation schoolmate from a long time ago.
Much love to you, my brother.
Yes, Ryan. We have the same associate degree. Taught by the same person, so we know personally the greatness of that person. You know what I mean? Because if not for him, I wouldn't have had my associate degree in music and voice, for sure. And it's surely the same for you. He's very accommodating.
Sluggy, I don't know if you know Ryan, but we're talking about lions, and the gentleman Ryan Bain has a lion heart, a huge heart. So much love and respect to you, Ryan.
That is my brother, Ollie. Ryan is my brother. Ryan is my brother, Ollie. Ryan is a great man, and I love when he calls and gives young people these words of encouragement. Randy's appreciate people like you, good men like you, who's encouraging youth, you know, and you don't want to steal the joy, you don't need the fame, you just need the youth to continue doing what they're doing, and personally, yourself can cheer them on in the background. It can't go on without people like you. Don't fool yourself, brother. Society and all you know this, and all you speak to this all the time, society can't go on. Artists like Kwan, who's so great, cannot go on unless persons that yourself cheer them on. Because they do it for persons like you. So we really appreciate people like you, Ryan, for real.
Yes, I'm still a musical youth myself, even though I'm almost 50. But nevertheless, I shall be musically known as Radical Lion Ryan. That's my stage.
Yes.
For a special purpose.
Much love to you, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling.
Much love, and I appreciate it.
Listen, before I go, right?
Yeah.
I must let Kwan know that if anything he wants to continue doing music, chat with Mr. Roger Gittins. In fact, he will know already, because Roger Gittins arranges all of his songs.
Yes. Of course, Ryan.
Music College is the best school ever if you want to continue doing music and do music as a living for life.
Facts. There's a reason why you got Beijing Rhythm and Ring. There's a reason why you got all my knowledge. It is very, very steady. You know what I mean? So, everything. We got a message here for Kwan, though. Hold on.
Kwan has won the monarchy. He reached the pinnacle in Kaiso supremacy. He worked his way from junior monarchy and mastered the art very quickly. He stood out like a beacon on judging night at Kensington. Immaculately dressed in regal attire, Kwan came out to fire. He took a shot at the animals, the birds and the bees. Never did he mention the LPs. A song cleverly written by Water Street Boys. Kwan drove it like a Rolls Royce, dynamic in his presentation and equally as perfect in diction. He shot the other contestants flat, every man that lay on their back. Who would be second to him is all the patrons were asking. Kwan was left standing alone, then to be given the microphone after it was announced and said.
Salute to that man. Salute. Big up, George. Big up, George.
Thank you, man.
Yes, please, Kwan and Wall Street Boys School. Indeed. Thank you, Ryan. And have a wonderful evening, my brother.
Sluggy, I'm very, very glad that he mentioned, of course, Wall Street Boys and Roger Gittins. And, you know, I owe full respect to Wall Street Boys. Shane Jones, especially, was at every single rehearsal, every single house of Soca tent, Shane Jones was at. And for me, that is the mark of what a great writer is, someone who guides and nurtures the artist, and of course Ian, who would have mentored me throughout my junior monarch journey. He, listen, Ian was an idol for me. And I so many days just running up and down my house singing. I remember when he had the salesman, he had the things we do for love. Listen, so to know that, you know, I've made it so far under his wing, and these guys, you know, continue to guide me. I'm really, really, really happy.
Yeah, really, like, happy. Yeah, like that's a different vibe, Oli, to a person mentor you and a person guide you and even go so far to help you write the song and encourage you in the competition. You know what I mean? And look to bring the best in you, and you come out on top. I think that's a win for both of you all. I can't see, and I can be real with you, Quan. I can't see the win separately. This is, I see it as you, Ian, and Shane.
Of course. Wonderful
team. But you know, like a wonderful team. Yes, you scored the goal. But
I had to get assisted.
But Ian passed the ball to Shane. You know what I mean? And Shane dribbled everybody and passed the ball to you. And Shane told you, listen to me.
Just score it.
You know. It wasn't easy for you. It wasn't easy for you because you got defenders to get past them. Them can't dribble the defender for you. Them can't kick the ball for you. Them can't score the goal for you, you know, bro. So it ain't easy for you. But you just show them, listen, I appreciate this passing opportunity so much that I can try my best to score this goal. Yes, that you were telling them, listen, I appreciate what I want to do, and this is the best I could do for winner is to perform my best, and that's what you do. Them do their part, and you do your part. So
of course,
you feel proud. So I know innate, right? You feel proud to know, listen to me, I hold up my end of the bargain. The man a custom hold another end of the bargain. I hold up my end of the bargain tonight too. So all of we pull equal weight.
You understand? Like,
you're trying to perform the song flimsy, and you know what I mean? You don't really sing the song, you don't really move up on the stage. No, your first introduction, Doyen, listen to this, Doyen, right? Quan's first introduction to On the Stage was a run on. Like, he performing a soca song or soca monarch. Quan ran up on the stage straight and punched from line one. It was on from line one. You know what I mean? Like, you really hold up the end of the bargain. Ollie, we have more calls. 434-1790. The phone line still going crazy, Ollie.
They've cooled off quite a bit.
Good time. A good big up everyone for calling in. 434-1790. Ollie, we got a little time still. Can you play a piece of the song I wanted and then come back and read a little about the our friends at the NTI? And everyone listen, training.nti.org.bb training.nti.org.bb. And big up the Barbados government for doing this. All the courses are absolutely free. They are short courses on every single thing. Maybe come back, or you can read a little about the courses. And some of the courses, the over 600 courses for Barbadians, free. They are not long or time consuming. So shout out to them for that. And big ups for the NTI and the government for working with Sluggy.
I tried to make a mark in Calypso. 6 years now I'm knocking on the door. Feels like every time that I give my heart to Calypso, she does walk away and just let me know. And people asking, why I'm singing? People asking, why I don't give in? People asking, boy, what you doing? People asking if I like talent, but I tell them no, 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 no. Tell them no, 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 no. Tell them no, 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 no. I love talent so, so. I sing to condemn the violence in school. Yes, I sing to encourage my peers to practice the golden rule. I sing to tell parents what you do. I sing, say when we cuss and fight, we only reflect in you. That is why I sing, cause I've got to say these things. So I'll sing, I'll sing, I'll sing, even if I still don't get in. year I'm looking to get my start in Calypso. This year I know I can't be ignored, because I'm focusing on the art of Calypso. Don't care what I come, I won't let it go. Listen. And people asking if I'm joking. People asking why I keep choking. People asking if it's sports I'm making. Ha! People asking if I like that. But I tell them no, 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 no. Tell them no, 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 no. Tell them no, 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 no. I love Calypso, so I sing against recklessness on the road. Yes, I sing. Lift the voice of the youth. Yes, I sing. The future is in our hands.
Music from Kwan with Why I Sing. And let us tell you about the NTI and a course they have called Developing Your Musicianship. It says, if you have a passion for music and are curious about how it works, or if you are a musician who learned to play by ear without formal study, this course will provide you with an engaging introduction to key concepts and approaches needed to understand, create, and perform contemporary music. Mixed level, so the level is mixed level, is offered by the Berklee College of Music, and it's approximately 17 hours to complete. So Sluggy, there you have the course, Developing Your Musicianship.
17 hours to complete is online. You don't need data. You don't need Wi-Fi. You just need a device. The course is only 17 hours. So you can literally only just do like 20 minutes a day and learn a whole host of knowledge and developing your musicianship online right there from your phone for free once you are Barbadian. You're in Barbados for absolutely free. So I think that's brilliant. Training.nti.org. BB. So salutes to you all for that and supporting Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme and giving us the opportunity to just shout out young persons and highlight brilliant young persons within our culture and our art form. And it must big up my people that locked on and calling in. And I got shout out Island Fitness Center locked on, listening to us and enjoying the conversation. They have 30% discount. You can call 546-5455. I must shout out Island Fitness Center, one of the sponsors for BIM Got Talent, you know, who's the presenter of this show. So shout out BIM Got Talent, my platform, and big up Island Fitness Center, 30% off. Remember, Bajans, that course is absolutely free. Training.nti.org.bb, and all the courses are absolutely free. Shout outs to the King Kwan. We have the King Kwan here with us this evening, and congratulations to him once more on this historic achievement. You know, the youngest Calypso King in Barbados ever, and not just the youngest king, beat a whole host of monarchs and queens in their own right. You know, TC have two crowns, you know, TC have a sweet soca monarch and a party monarch crown. Yes, TC the double crown winner. A blood vein party monarch, sweet soca monarch, road march, and pickety crop. So blood has won every crown in Barbados, as well as you know, blood in people's monarch as well. So every crown that was to win, blood vein, you know, in a Webster, of course, in a Webster, you know, multiple crown winner. Shout outs to Ian Webster. Got a shout out to Crystal run the original queen monarch about 3 or 4 times. K-Site Crystal went in the region for all the Calypso queens from all over the region, K-Site, and beat them on a hat trick. We're on that level of our young people singing Calypso. K-Site Crystal went in the region for the regional monarch, for the queens, and beat them about 3 or 4 times. All the rest of monarchs in the Caribbean, K-Site. She got to shout out to Crystal for that.
Yes. One tree, back to back in the OECS Calypso competition.
OECS, well, thanks. All the K-Site is the historian here. Let me tell you, the OECS Calypso competition, that's the correct name. So shout out to K-Site for that. I know that. He would have
have known that for sure. Anything like that, case is always a brass on. So, case say that competition, how fierce is that competition? I watch it a few times, and I watch it twice, 2 years. I miss a year. 2 years I watch it. I saw about 7 women that are same regard. I think I saw someone from St. Kitts, a lady from St. Kitts. I think one from St. Vincent. Two ladies that are real good. But then when Crystal come on, it feel different.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Sluggy, but I must tell you, we're running out of time and Quan has to leave. So I don't know if you want to get a last word from Quan first before he goes and we wrap up.
Yes, no problem. My brother, before we get KC wrap up with that. Quan, just shout out to your crew. Shout out your crew right now. And once again, on behalf of Uncle Sluggy, Bim Got Talent, and everyone at Starcom, congratulations on a wonderful job. And just get your closing remarks. And thanks a lot for coming on Beige Rhythm and Rhyme. And I sure you can be back. This ain't gonna be your last time. We outside.
For sure. I said earlier, I thank my mother. I need to thank my manager as well, Kofi Branchup and Martina, my management team, always behind me. The entire House of Soca team, great support system. All my family and friends, also loads of sponsors who came on board. I can't call them out. They really, really supported me. Tons of sponsors, and they'll have their time for sure. But don't
worry. How people can find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I am at Quan Music. That's Q-U-O-N-M-U-S-I with 2 C's. Quan Music on Instagram. You can find me there. So Barbados, I thank you so much. I thank all the callers for calling in and all the kind words, and it means so much to me. And I will for sure continue making the entire nation proud.
Yes, my brilliant. Salutes to Quan, and thank you so much. Doyen, let us know where we can find you, and thanks so much for passing through. And of course, we can do lots more. This cause after Cropover, we gotta sit down and take an hour on the radio or more, Doyen, and look at the whole Cropover season next week. That what we're looking to do, and let's see, we going on the road too. So we can get a talk. But your closing remarks, let us know what you got coming up this weekend and where we can find you.
Not seeing Doyen on the Zoom anymore, Sluggy.
Oh, cool. Kid site,
yes, boss.
Your closing remarks and on how historic it was and what you expect to see going forward, my brother. And thanks a lot for passing through.
A historic victory. And when it comes to young people getting encouragement, young people are very powerful when you give them encouragement. As you would know, Sluggy, and they have been given a lot of encouragement this year. So I'm looking for them to come back even stronger next year and explode in the Cropover Festival. And I'm also looking for a bigger Cropover Festival next year. And listen, me and Sluggy, you got to talk, because we really got to start to push artists, because the festival is not really an artist-friendly festival. It might be friendly to about 10 or 12 artists, but there's about 300, 200 artists out there, and it's not friendly to all. We have to look at exposure and look strongly at development within this festival. It's something that I find is lacking. And it's not because nothing to do with government. It's just that nobody stepped forward to jump on the government programs and really.
Yeah, I dare you. I don't see us having, to be honest, I don't see us having no problem with saying, well, we identify these is 2 spots here that already set up, where there's Oystings and the place in town. Let me say Oystings and the place in town. We know where to do it. Let me say, we want to tell the government we want Oystings Friday night. We want down there by Pelican Saturday night. I don't see we getting a no and being need much finances either. I don't anticipate problems. Just matter stepping forward. That all if it is case. And we can do it.
Yep.
Yes, Ollie, I appreciate you, my brother. It was a wonderful show, one for the record books this evening. We had a great program this evening. Of course, the podcast is be up on VOB Network online. So you can go to Starcom Network. Just Google Starcom Network. You can see the podcast for Beige Rhythm and Rhyme put up on Mondays. You could go and listen back to the show. Ollie, it was a great show. Shout out to Erling Fitness Center, 546-5455. And of course, this evening, this show was sponsored by the NTI. training.nti.org.bb, and all courses are absolutely free. The King Kid say, Uncle Sluggy and Ollie, we're out.